You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 37. Today, we're going to do something different. I'm going to guide you through an exercise on meaning and insight. Today, you'll need to be able to sit down or lay down. So if you're listening to this when you're out running errands or multitasking, please revisit this episode when you're able to give yourself a few minutes to get quiet, open your mind and your heart, and go within. If you've been following along with the past few episodes, I've addressed how to view your body as an ally, nothing has gone wrong, and trusting the process. All of these are connected to your thoughts and beliefs about yourself and your life. And as we continue on this exploration of connection, meaning, and purpose, today I will guide you through an exercise of meaning and insight. This will be a guided meditation where you will have the opportunity to tap into your innate wisdom surrounding what ails you, where your body is out of balance. Perhaps it's an autoimmune disease, a chronic illness, inflammation, physical, spiritual, or emotional pain. You know that you are always welcome here with me, and I'm inviting you into this safe space to tap into your innate wisdom, knowing you have the ability to accept, love, and learn from whatever is going on right now. So let's spend a few minutes connecting and cooperating with the disease or illness or health issue you are experiencing right now. Please choose one thing to focus on. I believe our body is always communicating with us, and we have more internal insight and wisdom than we sometimes give ourselves credit for. Let's tap into this now. Please find a comfortable place to sit or lay down. I invite you to close the eyes. And take a few deep breaths. In through the nose and exhale with a big sigh, letting it all go. Feel your jaw relax. Allow your body to fully relax. Feeling yourself sinking in. Give yourself permission to allow yourself to be just as you are. Going back to the breath that feels natural and easy for you. Allow yourself to let go. Intentionally open your heart and your mind. Imagine yourself 10 years into the future. Imagine your future self walking into the room where you are right now. Imagine feeling loved and supported by your future self. As you're looking at your future self, you have some questions. Knowingly, your future self smiles and nods. There is a sense of peace and calmness. You gently ask your future self some questions and allow yourself time to receive those answers. You ask, "What wisdom am I supposed to learn from this illness? How is this dis-ease helping me in my life? You also ask, "Will you please give me some reassurance that I'm going to be okay?" What are the blessings of this health condition? How can my soul grow from going through this? Allow yourself to be open to receiving nurturing and helpful answers now or whenever they arise. Then thank your future self for visiting. Thank your future self for being here to help guide you and give you insight and meaning. Take a few deep breaths. When you're ready, slowly open the eyes. The purpose of this exercise is to tap into your innate wisdom to help you find insight, meaning, comfort, and hope. Sometimes we can be so wrapped up in what's going on wrong in our lives and in our health that it's hard to see that in the future we will be in a different place. And with love, self-compassion, intention, and mindfulness, you can support and guide yourself along the way. Your future self is always there for you. You can use your imagination and your inner knowing to tap into this helpful resource. The wisdom from your future self is available at any time. Whenever you're in need of love and support, I invite you to refer back to this guided meditation and listen as often as you'd like. The more we can be in touch and in cooperation with ourselves and our bodies, the more we're able to tap into the healing power of love and compassion. Thank you for listening today. And if you know anyone who would benefit from this podcast, please share far and wide. Let's grow and expand our positively anti-inflammatory community. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.